Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board teleconference for September 7th, 2007. Mary Burke's the secretary. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Okay. It is now 8:49 Eastern Time. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Sarv Randhawa? Chandra Hauptmann?
Here.
Mary Burke is present. A.C. Bird?
Present.
Ambrose Lane? Rip Robbins? Rip Robbins?
Present.
Lori Taguma? Thomas Ruffin? Lisa Davis?
Present.
Ray LaForest? Bob Lederer?
Right here.
Oh, did Ray answer? Are
yes,
you here?
I did.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bertold Reimers. Bertold Reimers, not here. Okay. Evelyn Bethune. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Sandra Rawline. Sandra, #1 to unmute. She was here. I'll come back to Sandra. Okay. Michael Woodson. Dave Adelson.
Here.
Lydia Brazan. Lydia, you're here, right? #1 to mute, unmute. She was here. Okay, Margaret Prescott. Don White.
Here.
And now, let's see, Sandra Rawline. Sandra. Well.
Do we have quorum?
We did it.
Lydia.
These two people, Lydia. They were both answering, but now they're muted, I guess. I don't know. Is there anyone?
Do we have?
I have 11
have
here. I have 11 at this moment that responded. Is there anyone on the call whose name did not get called, who did not respond? Okay. Well, we have Greg Guma, right?
Here.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
And Dan Siegel?
Still here.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
well, given the absence of a quorum, I suggest we meet as a committee of the whole to consider the agenda. And when we achieve quorum, if we have a recommendation at that time,
here.
We can. Who's that? Just joined.
Who came on?
Lydia.
Lydia. Okay.
Good.
Were
That's
you muted or what? Okay. So you're here.
No, it's I'm in and out. I'm not home yet, so.
Okay. Sandra
okay,
Rowland,
so
are you here? Okay.
No, now it's
one. Okay, but we've got quorum anyway. Okay.
Okay, so we'll proceed. I sent around an agenda, and the proposed agenda calls for, hold on just a second, let me get it out. It calls for 2 hours and 50-minute public session. 10 minutes roll call and approval of agenda, 15-minute ED report, 70 minutes for bylaws amendments on the delegate election schedule, term length and term limit, 25 minutes for consideration of the proposed Democracy Now! Contract agreements, 15 minutes on the coordinating committee recommendations on September meeting, finance committee motion, public portion, 10 minutes. Tech committee report, if any, 10 minutes. ED search committee report, if any, 10 minutes. And response to WBI LSB members' email regarding station donations, 15 minutes. That's the proposed agenda. I understand there are one or two adjustments to it to be proposed, but do we have a motion to adopt that agenda? And
I move to adopt the agenda.
This is Lauren.
Is there a second to the motion to adopt the agenda?
Second.
Okay. Did I hear a second?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. I wanted to speak before I was on mute. In terms of the agenda, there was Matthew.
LaVarne, I just want to make sure we have a second before we debate the agenda.
We have so much
space.
Second.
Thank you, Bob. Go ahead, LaVarne.
I'm sorry. There's really a weird thing. I heard a phone ringing or something on the line. Oh, what I wanted to add was the motion that we had before the PNB when we were in LA, and I was told that the chair would include that at the top of the agenda for consideration by the PNB, and this is the the motion on annual meetings. I distributed it in LA at the time, and I just sent it out by email again. So I'd like to
Levon,
add that.
It's dated the
April 22nd.
It's dated April. Are you sure we did that at the LA meeting and not prior? I guess that would have been. No, are you sure we didn't do that at the prior meeting? Anyhow, whatever the case.
Yeah, I'm positive we didn't. And right, and the agreement from you was that we would consider it at the next PNB meeting. So the last PNB meeting, I didn't bring it forward, but this one I would like it to be considered. And really, I'd like it to be considered before number 9. If we can consider that, I certainly would like this motion to be considered.
Okay. If there's no objection, since it wasn't part of the notice of meeting, but we've been noticed before and it was supposed to be here, I believe we can add it to the agenda. So is there any objection?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob?
Yes, I object because this is a very complicated motion, and the fact that we have had no notice other than many months ago means that I'm certainly in no position to assess it, you know, with just at the drop of a hat tonight.
May I speak?
Okay, let me ask two questions. First, do we have any information that this will be, that there is any reason to expect that this item will be active at the September meeting? In other words, it relates to spending money for
the January
former
meeting.
Directors to come. That's not going to happen at this in-person meeting, is it?
What's not going to happen at the in-person meeting?
We're not going to. There has been no request from any former PNB member to have their expenses paid to the September meeting.
I have no idea.
Well, okay.
I guess the CFO or the ED perhaps can speak to that.
Lonnie, can either of you let us know whether there's been any requests by non-PNB members to have their members, people who are not current PNB members, to have their expenses to the meeting paid?
Not so.
Levon, given that, if we add it as the first item of business on the Friday night session at the PNB meeting, would that satisfy you? Because I didn't notice it.
Well, the whole point is that it was noticed and distributed in the LA meeting, and their agreement was that we would carry it over. So basically, the like Liney and Greg have both said that in terms of order of importance, I think that this is something that we need to act on. You know, it's been noticed. It has been distributed. It was given to all the directors when we were in LA. The agreement is that we would consider it at the next PNB meeting. So that has been done, and I would like it to be considered. But, you know, now that we know that it's been noticed and it's about having former directors attending meetings of the PNB and having the PNB, having the foundation pay for their expenses, that's what this motion is about. And I think we need to do this, particularly in light of our financial position and health of the foundation. We definitely need to consider it. So we can consider it when we consider the budget. That would be fine with me. But again, we must consider this motion because this is basically to save funds for the foundation and not to expend funds.
Okay, thank you. And
you're welcome.
Actually, I have this funny feeling that we may be in a position where we will have to meet again briefly between now and the PNB meeting. So if you like, I can notice it for that meeting now that I've been reminded. And
well,
I apologize for not noticing it.
Well, I appreciate that. Excuse me, Matt, speak. I appreciate that, and we can do that. But then again, we can definitely consider it and discuss it in the and when we attend the PNB meeting, the in-person meeting in Berkeley at the end of the month. But thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, are there any other additions or amendments to the proposed agenda?
This is Bob. I have an amendment.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes. In discussing the issues around the bylaws amendment with the National Election Supervisor, he brought up some issues concerning ballot arrangement and the presentation of pro and con arguments in the voter booklet that I agree with him the board should discuss tonight. So I would propose 15 minutes. That would create a sixth part of the bylaws discussion at the end.
Okay. Since it is germane to the agendized item, which is dealing with bylaws amendments, that can be considered. Is there a second to the proposed amendment?
Did I have Bob repeat it? Would you mind, Bob, to just say what your amendment was?
Sure. It would read letter F, issues about ballot arrangement and arguments for inclusion in voter booklet.
Items, let's see, letter F is
and arguments for inclusion in voter booklet.
Okay.
And I can explain.
Can we just call it arrangements for ballots?
Sure.
For bylaws balloting for members?
Well, that's fine with me.
Items to include in voter booklet. That seems good.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, whatever shorthand is fine.
Okay. Is there any debate on that, inclusion of that item? Okay, hearing no debate, is there any objection? Hearing no objection, we'll add that. Any other amendments? Okay, if there are no further amendments, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended?
Wait, this is Wendy David. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The last item, which was response to, I'm all of a sudden I've lost it, but that the very last item, response on the WBAI email thing.
Mm-hmm.
What are we intending to do? Are we?
I don't know. The member asked that it be placed in the notice of meeting, and I did that. So I don't know what in particular is being considered.
I really welcome that conversation, but I wonder if it's at all realistic that we could ever get to that, or maybe if we should notice that for the next meeting.
Do you want to make a motion to that effect?
Well, can you explain? So you're thinking that we definitely have to have another meeting before September?
The reason I raised that is that I talked to Bob about this elections thing, and there are a couple items in there that have to do with the formatting of choices for listeners that are non-trivial, and it seemed to me that there was no efficient way to deal with it on this call, so I thought we would have to have either an adjourned meeting or another meeting where we could just correspond in writing about the various options and develop some clear guidance on that before we vote. Also, I understand that there's a suggestion that we may need to or may want to do pre-interviews with the ED candidates prior to the PMB meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so either of those things would call for us to gather again. The reason on that the elections thing needs to happen before the Berkeley meeting is that the ballot pamphlets have to be printed up before that. So I think we are going to have another meeting. I'm just hoping that it won't be a marathon.
Well, then I would move to postpone number 9, response to BILSB members' email, until the next PNB meeting on the phone.
Is there a second to the motion to move what was item 9, I think it is, to our next teleconference?
A second.
I mean, it's going to be the same thing. I don't think we could possibly.
Excuse me. I want to go ahead. Sorry, I'm cutting you off, and I'm about to recognize you. Go ahead and motivate it, and then we'll hear two pro and two con, and then take a vote. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, that we are very ambitious in our agendas, and if we have this executive session scheduled for the time we have it, that it's just going to fall off the agenda anyway, I think. And so I would just move to postpone it, and I think that we should invite the member of the email to the meeting to talk about it, because I think it's a really good thing if we all talk about it.
Okay. Well, to do so is not part of this motion. But who would like to speak opposed to the motion to postpone?
This is Sandra. I just want to let you know I've joined the call.
Oh.
Welcome, Sandra.
Thank
nice
you.
To have you. Who would like to speak opposed
just
to the postponement? Sarv, are you saying you're joining us, or would you like to postpone?
I'm just joining. Thank you.
Is Sarv right here?
Yeah,
excuse
Johnny.
Me. Is Sarv
yeah.
on this call?
Yes.
Dave, can I get on back? I was muted.
Okay, Lisa, go ahead.
Me? It's me now? Or?
Yes.
I am against postponing this. I have been trying to get it on, so this is like the second meeting. I tried to get it on before, and I was not able to because of a technicality. People need to hear what's going on with this. This is an emergency situation. I mean, outrageous things have been said, and it needs to be discussed. We've talked about many things before. Certainly, you know, if people get to the end of the meeting, that's one thing, but to just postpone it, I'm definitely against this. People need to hear. There's a lot going on with this.
Okay.
And they need to hear the discussion about what's going on and what's been happening with this.
Okay. Sorry to have interrupted. Would anybody who would like to speak in favor of wanting to postpone?
Oh, Rip Robbins here.
Who said that?
Rip.
Rip, go ahead.
Yes. You know, I hadn't thought of this particular amendment, but now that I'm hearing it, I think that that does make good sense because I know that we're going to hear one side of this perspective, and so I guess. I don't know that any other board member can actually speak for the LSB member, but we certainly have some board members who are taking the other side. So now that I hear this amendment, I think it's wise. We should hear from the person being attacked.
Okay, and who would like to speak in favor of the amendment? I mean, opposed to the amendment?
Can I get back on the stack?
Yeah, Ray, go ahead.
But I'm assuming that nobody's going to be attacked rather than principles that will be discussed about what is proper, what is incorrect, and issue that impact on the fairness of the election process, integrity of the same process, and control of receipt of money by different stations. And finally, serious issues dealing relation between staff and board that we might discuss maybe in different settings. But these are some of the issues that are important.
Okay.
And as I said, we postponed it before.
Having heard two in favor and two con, we're going to go to a vote. And will you call the roll, Mary? You vote yes if you want to postpone this item, remove it from tonight's agenda. You vote no if you would like to retain it on tonight's agenda.
Okay. Rip Robin.
Yes.
Okay. LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Let's see. A.C. Byrd.
No. No.
Sarf Randhawa. Okay, he is on the call. I'll come back to him. Lisa Davis?
No.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes. Yes.
And Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon? Lydia.
To remind, it's #1 for everyone who's trying to get back in.
Back to Lydia. Don White?
Yes.
You went yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Chandra Hauptmann?
Yes.
Okay. Sarv Randhawa. No answer from him. Let's see, who else did not respond here? Is there anybody whose name, Lydia Brazon, are you on here now on the call? Do you vote?
Did you call yourself, Mary?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to get situated. I think I'll have to abstain because I didn't get to hear the arguments well enough to make a decision that's intelligent. Is there anybody on the call whose name I did not call or who did not respond? Okay, I guess that's it. 1, 3, whoops. Is that someone coming on the call?
Margaret joining the call.
Okay.
Margaret Preston.
Well,
thank you.
We're just in the middle of voting to whether to postpone item 9 from the agenda. I don't know if you can have an opinion on that at this moment. You want to vote?
No, I haven't heard the discussion. Just carry on.
Okay. Put abstain here since you came on the call. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, no.
Okay, the motion fails, so that'll be on our next agenda. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
It'll be on this agenda, not the next agenda, correct?
You mean the motion passes?
The motion,
yeah, the motion motion prevails.
Prevails?
Prevails.
Oh, yeah.
Prevails.
Okay. Yeah, right. It wasn't, yeah, right.
Okay, so any other amendments? Hearing none, then is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing no objection, then we'll proceed. The first item on the
point
agenda
of order,
is...
Dave. I mean,
yes?
This is Lavarne, point of order.
Yes.
I would like to say again, as I've said at other public session meetings, I see our counsel, legal counsel, Dan Siegel, is on the call. And I would like to say again that I think that his presence is not needed on the public session. We do have something to discuss in closed session, and I think his presence would be needed. But I think to invite Dan to hang on this public meeting call where his services are not needed, and due to the cost and the financial position that the foundation is in, I think this is an exorbitant use of the foundation foundation resources. And I would invite Dan to come back on the call during the closed session.
So I explicitly asked him to be present for the bylaws discussion, and I also emailed him and asked him whether he would be also able to come back on the call during the executive session for the portions that relate to legal issues. The reason for having him present for the bylaws discussion is that the proper and legal conduct of the amendment of our bylaws is important, and that doing it wrong will cost us a great deal more than an hour of his time. So that was my rationale for asking him to be present. And if you'd like to make some kind of motion, I guess I'll accept it. But right now, I don't find the point of order well taken.
The point is that I do not want to debate. I just want it noted. I'd like to move on because I would not like to use this time. I'd like to get into the meeting. That's exactly the point I'm making, Dave.
Thank you very much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
So the first item is the ED report. We have 15 minutes for that. Who will be willing to serve as timekeeper? Chandra, can I rely on you for that?
Are you asking
Chandra? Okay, well, I'll just rely on my own dang self then. So here we go. We have 15 minutes. Go ahead. I'll do it. Go ahead, Greg, if you would.
Yeah. Can everyone hear me all right?
Dave? Yeah. This Sarv? I'll take care of our time.
Okay. And I've got a multi-timer here for my lab, so I'll just get that too. So we'll both do it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Greg.
Okay. I'll assume everyone can hear me all right. Since this is likely to be the last time that I report to you, I thought it would be a good idea to sort of go back over some of the highlights and sort of things that have happened in the last year and a half. And I've sent you all a written and more extensive version, which kind of describes where we began about a year and a half ago, and as opposed to where we are now. And I think that's useful because I believe there has been a significant amount of progress in a number of areas. I'm going to just give you some highlights and a few comments. In the hiring area, as you know, we have hired a couple of different interim general managers as well as some national staff. And what I want to stress to you now is that despite an attempt to keep up with these personnel changes, we still see a relatively high rate of turnover at the middle management level. Right now, we are looking at three search processes for three station general managers. And that's pretty significant. That takes up a lot of time from LSPs. It can be a bit disruptive for the stations. These things are happening for different reasons, but I think that in the long term, it's something that really needs to be looked at in terms of how we manage transitions and how we basically encourage more stability in those positions. But yet we have brought some new people into Pacifica over the last couple of years. In the area of how the staff operates, I think we have made some significant progress because now you have, as opposed to what existed 2 years ago, where managers and national staff rarely met as a group, really only before your in-person PMB meetings and then only to kind of plan presentations. Now you have a real operational ongoing exchange of ideas, a real working group atmosphere. We met just today again. And I think you're actually going to see actually substantive issues initiated by management or working groups formed within management or the program directors and brought to the board. So I think we've made some substantial progress there, and I believe the operations collective or operations group is becoming a significant aspect of the organization. I also think in the area of programming, as you know, I think that we have made some significant gains. We're not necessarily where everybody would like us to be, but we are redeveloping the capacity to develop national programming, at least special programming. The pace at which they're developed, the cooperation between the stations has increased significantly, not only in terms of live coverage of special events, but in other kinds of program specials. There is still an issue of how you get all of the stations to participate and air these programs, air them live or on a timely basis. That still remains to be a point of contention. But the production side is improving. I think budget constraints are going to perhaps cause a problem in the coming year or two, but I believe we have a kind of a sense of cooperation that did not exist 2 years ago. The Affiliates Network, as you know, has expanded dramatically, and the Radio for People campaign has been one of the better PR endeavors, as well as good for the sake of community radio. Ursula has done a great job in both those areas, and in a parallel track, Brian has really done well in really extending and the visibility of the archives in testimony and specials and from the vault and now this 68 project. So I think we're seeing the use of the archives much more and a real appreciation in the wider community, in the affiliates community. In some cases, the stations still are somewhat hesitant to air from the vault, but I do think they use a lot of the material that's available, increasingly so. In the area of how we operate in terms of policies, you know as members of the board that you now have a considerable amount of more information about what you've done and the record of your motions than you did 2 years ago. And in the office, you may not know this, there is considerably better record keeping of what goes on in management. And so my successor will have something that I did not have, which is a pretty thorough record of what has gone on over the past 2 years. And I think that's a net plus, and I do believe that the arguments that, you know, Pacific is not transparent, that management operates in secret, are not very valid arguments anymore. And I hope that, you know, you felt that you've been kept in the loop sufficiently. I mentioned in the report that I thought the elections had been successful last year. A lot of people might quarrel with me about that, but I do think that if you judge it on the basis of at least the criteria that I've mentioned, the cost of it, the turnout, and the absence of any really major complaint against the election, I think we've made some progress. And I do think Casey, though he's encountering, you know, resistance to certain rulings, is really improving on that record by making very clear the deadlines and keeping in very close touch with the managers. Because of what Les did last year, he started, in a sense, one step ahead. And finally, I think the image of Pacifica has improved. There will always be disputes and hopefully not always lawsuits, but despite all of that, I think that right now, if you ask people about Pacifica, they no longer have at least the unified impression that, you know, oh, this is the place where all this tumult is happening. I believe we're now known more for what we produce and the positions we take. than for, you know, what happened 5 years ago or 6 years ago. And I've tried to be consistent in putting out press releases and editorials and a number of other strategies. And you notice in the last month I've been very active in trying to publicize our positions on issues. So I, you know, that's my summary. We can talk a little bit more about some of those points, but I don't know that I've done everything that I set out to do. I set out to reorganize management and revitalize programming more than I was able to accomplish, and I really did want to change the tone here, and perhaps that's happened to some extent, but I think we have made some modest gains, and my attempt was not to radically reorder things, but to simply get people to trust each other a little more and to get into a practice of working with each other with a sense of mutual respect, and I'm hoping that we accomplished a bit of that.
Don White.
I would like to get on the stat. I would like to get on the stat.
And Bob.
Okay. Go ahead, Don.
Yes, I was unable to be at the PNB meeting in Los Angeles, where I know there were tributes paid to Greg. So I'm just very briefly, I want to join in those tributes. I want to pay tribute to Greg at this last probably report that he'll be making to the board. I have been really honored to be supporting Greg's effort. I think he's made a very significant contribution. I read his entire report online today, and I've tried to keep up with his initiatives. He's tried to keep his eye on the prize and to kind of sidestep the natural tendency to get involved in some of the brouhahas that sometimes divert management from their tasks. I'm very, very proud of the work that Greg's done. I want to just compliment him and thank him for the significant contribution that he's made to Pacifica, and I think his successor will find it much easier to move forward coming in to take up where he has left off. So thanks a million, Greg.
Yeah, Margaret, I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay, Lisa?
Okay, Greg, I have to ask you about this. This is going to be your last meeting, and the other issue was, voted on to move it to the next agenda, or to the next meeting. But I really have to ask you about your handling of this situation that happened with the WBAI, which is a public email went out that was unsubstantiated. There was no due process accorded to anyone. I mean, employees were accused of stealing and stealing money, and
Linda,
somebody said,
Lisa,
no, but
given that the board took a vote to move it to the next
This is my chance to ask him. He's not going to be on the article. I want him to explain what his decision in terms of, even when advised by counsel, he didn't even just make the call. Nothing was even said to at least say, look, let's send the money to the station or whatever, because, I mean, this stuff it's on fire in New York. There's not going to be no other chance to ask him about this. So I would like to
Greg,
ask
do you
him.
Mind or do you mind responding to the question?
Because I mean, counsel had advised.
I don't know what the question. I don't yet know what the question is. I've heard a lot of statements, but I haven't heard a question.
Well, this is. I would like you to explain more your decision to not even. I mean, I thought that something would have at least been said by management or the person who was accused. The people they answered to, at least say, send money to the station. You know, things were made that was unsubstantiated, but there was nothing. Not even the card after was advised by counsel to make one, and I know you disagreed with that, so I would like you to explain that more.
Okay. Well, I don't agree with you. I also believe that a lot of statements were made that were inflammatory, including statements that you made on email. A lot of things have been said. Please, you've spoken and I've listened.
No, I agree.
Stop. If she wants a response, she's going to have to listen to
it. Lisa.
Excuse me.
I apologize
to him for interrupting him, and I said I was sorry. I realized I should not have done that. Okay.
Let me get back to the point.
Appreciate that.
Let me get back to the point. The point is about, there are two issues that I see. One is about the processing of member contributions. And the other issue is about how people, accusations made. The email, the original email, I think was mistaken in its accusations toward individuals. And I said that initially. But the other issue, the issue of how member contributions should be processed, I disagree to some extent with the opinion that, and it is an opinion rather than a directive or a ruling, that Dan made. I believe this is something that needs to be discussed, and maybe you want to adopt a more restrictive policy, but I believe as it stands now, many directors do, and others, and volunteers, do collect money, cash, checks, credit cards, outside of the station, and then subsequently deliver contributions to the station. The idea that this email was an attempt to siphon money away from the station is, in my opinion, illogical given what the actual intent of the email was. The intent of the email, I believe, is a political intent. It's actually to get additional people on the voter rolls to, of course, influence the election, which, you know, various people are going to attempt to do. I think the role of money in politics, in Pacifica politics, and in politics in America in general is a problem. I think that there may be something that you need to do about mailings, additional work that needs to be done about how you control access to mailing lists. That's a legitimate issue. But I think that the mistake that was made by the member you're discussing was the mistake to attack an individual. And that same mistake was made by those who responded, by those who went on the air and issued attacks on the air, by those who issued other attacks by email. I think the solution is to become more civil. I think Steve needs to become more civil, and I think others also need to become more civil. But if you're talking about how member contributions are processed, I do not believe that what was done violates any policy that currently exists. If the board wants to adopt a more restrictive policy, then I think your executive director should be compelled to enforce it. I would argue against a restrictive policy because I think you all should be compelled as members of the board to raise money. I think that if you want to be on this board, you should have to bring in money and members and not penalize people for attempting to do that.
Okay, we have 4 minutes left, I believe, and I heard Margaret, but there was someone else first. Was it Bob?
Bob, yeah. Actually,
go
it's
ahead,
a procedural
Bob.
Request to the chair. Could you call, or if you want me to call, the National Election Supervisor to invite him onto this next agenda item?
If you could, that would be great. I emailed him and asked him to be ready, but if you could call him, I'd appreciate it. Can you conference him in easily?
I can just give him the number, can't I?
It's the public session call, so it's fine. Yes. Yes.
Okay,
ahead.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thanks. Margaret.
Just very quickly, I hear what Lisa is raising about WBAI, and I must admit, due to personal and other reasons, I haven't, you know, fully followed the entire debate, so I hope it could be resolved, you know, in a good way. But that wasn't why I had gotten on the stack. I understand. Greg, is this your last meeting with us?
Perhaps, unless you hold a meeting before next Friday, in which case I will be with you, but after next Friday, not.
Right. I just really wanted to extend a thanks and a congratulate. I mean, I'm new to the board and slowly gotten to know you. I still don't know you that well. I know not necessarily that we agree on everything, but I know that Pacifica is a very, very difficult place in which to work. And I think as I've gotten to know you a little bit better, you know, I've appreciated some of the follow-up that you have done in a number of issues, not only in relation to KPFK, but also in other issues. And, you know, I think it's fitting that we as a board, and I'm sure everybody will join me in you know, extending to you the very good wishes for all of your future endeavors and continue to assist us in whatever way you find appropriate to do so. So I just wanted to extend that thank you. you and to and acknowledgement as well. And that's not to say that I have agreed with everything or your decision. And but I just really wanted to say that, Greg, that I'm very much appreciating what you have been able to accomplish in the time that I've gotten to know you, the short period of time that I've gotten to know you.
Well, I appreciate that. And, of course, obviously, the agreement on all things is too much to ask anyway. And I will be hopefully working with some of the stations. I believe I'll be actually down in Houston sometime later this fall to work with them and perhaps with others.
Right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you very much. And with that, time is ended for this item. Lavanya, if you want to make a motion to extend time?
Well, you know, I sure, you know, 3 minutes.
Is there any objection to 3 minutes for Lavanya's statement and response from Greg?
No, but then
hearing
if
no
we're
objection,
gonna,
go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. The same, you know, I'd like to really say thank you, Craig, for being here on the with the foundation. I think that in terms of your skills, you have many, but the skills in terms of communicating with as the foundation to outside, to you know, in terms of communicating our issues and our motions concerning, you know, the issues that are dear to the foundation and that carry out the mission. I think you've done that really well. I've had people ask that, you know, that you perhaps help on their causes for other things, and I've pointed them to you, asked them to speak to you. So I think that in not only communicating to, you know, in the media, but also to the board, and I think to the staff, and that this was not done before, and that by doing this really opens it up to give us some sense that we can work as a body and perhaps try to really get the things done that have to be done and get the infrastructure in place to make these things happen. So I would like to thank you, and I'd also like to thank you for your point about fundraising, because it is, as many people have pointed out, it is the responsibility of the LSB members and the board to help raise funds for the foundation, as it is the responsibility of any staff that works for a not-for-profit foundation. Your part of your job is to raise funds. So, and your position on that, Greg, I think is outstanding. So that is our position, that is our support, and that's what we do. So, and particularly to question one person is basically demonizing and putting Pacifica Foundation in a position that we're in now, which is a position of having huge lawsuits and pan out funds for things where we have done things that are like not excusable in our own behavior. So again, thank you, Greg, and you know, we'll be here hopefully. Others will be, because this is I'm retiring from Pacifica too. I'm not running again. So again, thank you.
Are the three minutes
up? I wanted to be on the stack, but
yeah,
there were 2 minutes up, and I'm gonna, you know, we do this, if we are starting right now with, no disrespect to Greg, but if we want to have encomiums or criticisms for Greg for a while, we can set aside a special time for doing that. We have business to conduct tonight. I'm going to give Greg the opportunity to respond. If any member wants to extend time, they can, but come on, folks.
Yeah, I've said what I need to say. I appreciate everything you've said, and I've enjoyed working with you very much, and I wish you all the best.
Okay. Is there a motion to extend time?
This is Lydia, because I thought the 3 minutes would facilitate my comment, so I'd just like to extend by 1 minute. It's a very short comment.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, go ahead.
Yes, Greg, again, I also wish you all the best, and as I have said before, I said it in executive session, but it's not an executive session comment, is that there were several instances that we would have ended up in tremendous liability that you were able to defuse. And those are talents that weren't always publicly recognized, including by myself. But, you know, I did at the board meeting. You heard me say that before. And so I do thank you for that. And the other issues, I think, are policy issues that we do need to discuss further down the line, but thank you, and we wish you all the best, and none of our differences were personal. It was, you know, we all have, as you said, different opinions and different visions, but thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next item on the agenda is a rather complex and extensive one. It's the
Well, actually, I'm going to take the I'll abuse the privilege of the chair just to also say thank you very much, Greg, particularly for being so communicative and efficient. And I won't take any more of our time.
And I have to sign off now. And I'll talk to you all sometime in the near future. I have to sign off. Bye-bye. Oh.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we have to deal with the bylaws issues and the way we've structured the agenda. The first thing will be a presentation of the or an overview. Who will be presenting that?
This is Bob.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Okay.
Hey, Brave, Michael Woodson is here. Thank you.
Welcome,
Michael.
Has Casey joined the call?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is 5 minutes for the presentation of the overall set of proposals.
Right. Okay, so Pacifica has now held three elections. We're in the early stages of a fourth, and there are several lessons that have become abundantly clear and that have been reiterated by election supervisors and by many delegates and directors of the network. And that's what this package of bylaws amendments is aimed at addressing. Some of the problems that have come up, not by any means all of them, but the question of the frequency of our elections, holding them two out of every 3 years, and all of the both the financial costs and the time siphoned off from the activities of governance and the day-to-day work of running the stations has been great. And Casey will elaborate on that a little bit more, but I just wanted to lay out that for that reason, and because the scheduling within each year is not working in concert with pledge drives and others, the Elections Committee took it upon itself to try to fashion a package of changes that would address a whole series of problems simultaneously. And so there are three proposals to present tonight, one of which can be voted on by the PNB and the delegate assemblies and then enacted without any further process. And that's the one to simply change the schedule within the year to make it start about a month and a half earlier and end about a month and a half earlier. We'll get into that in a little while. Then the other two proposals, by, according to the bylaws, they must be voted on by the membership if they're supported tonight by the PNB and then by three out of the five delegate assemblies. And those are proposals to extend the term from 3 to 4 years, of the term of delegates, in order to allow for elections only on odd-numbered years. So it would be only every 2 years instead of two out of every three. And the other proposal is to offer a range of options to the membership for what type of term limits, if any, we should have going forward. So, Casey, you want to quickly add?
You have 2 minutes, Casey.
Hmm?
Casey? He must have dropped off the call. I think
does
we
he
should
know about
be...
the mute thing?
No, he doesn't know about it. He's not been on this call. I assume he'll call back in. With that, we can proceed, and when he comes back on, he can comment. So the first item, then, is the changes to the delegate election schedule. That we have 10 minutes for that. Bob, are you presenting that as well?
Well, I was hoping to share it with Casey. Perhaps
when
Dave,
he comes back on, we'll do that.
Dave, would you mind trying to call him and see what...
Sure,
I'll do it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Well, the Elections Committee put a lot of detailed thought into what would be a calendar that makes the most sense. The biggest problem, well, there are really two problems with the current calendar. One is that it, by requiring ballots to be sent out October 15th, it falls in the middle of, I believe, every single station's fall pledge drive. And that, of course, has been a guarantee for extreme difficulty in both directions. On the one hand, it puts stress on the pledge drive because in order to have a fair election, there needs to be on-air campaign debates, there needs to be cards played by all the candidates. And on the other hand, it puts a stress on the election process because it's very difficult to maintain the commitment to do the sort of airtime that is necessary. So this calendar is designed to avoid that conflict number one. And number two, that the governmental election system also heats up in October and November, and therefore a lot of people supportive of Pacifica tend to at least be following, if not perhaps participating in one level or another in some sort of election process, and mailings are going on and so forth. So it's kind of a double conflict. And so this proposal is to start the process instead of July 25th, which is the current day that nominations open, to open them on June 1st. And then the dates throughout would be adjusted so that the process, the ballots should be received by September 30th, and results can be reported by October 15th, unless there's an extension. And the other change was to slightly extend the potential for an extension in case that quorum has not been reached. So that's in summary what this part of the proposal would do. Casey, are you back?
Yes, thank you.
Did you want to add?
That pretty much sums up the timeline to me. I just wanted to point out that currently, when the quorum is not met, the two-week period that we get to try to make quorum overlaps Thanksgiving weekend and the Pacifica Archives Fund Drive. So it's very difficult to focus those energies and reach quorum. So this new timeline should, what you didn't mention is that it gives a little extra time for preparing the ballot pamphlets and getting them printed and mailed. It's an extremely stressful period that I'm looking at right now, and right in the middle of that period is the next PNB meeting. So I'm supposed to make a report.
And one last important point is that the Elections Committee felt very strongly that there needs to be some flexibility in case of some sort of emergency, that the board should not be absolutely bound by a particular schedule, as long as the key points within the schedule are maintained, that candidates have enough time to get their signatures, that there's enough time to do the different steps in the process, that it could be adjusted a little bit in one way or the other, as long as everyone still is seated in December. So by a two-thirds vote, according to this amendment, the PNB the previous year could vote to slightly adjust this agenda, this schedule. In case there's some, we can't foresee what situations might arise in the future. Better not to lock in an absolutely rigid schedule. So that's the proposal. And I just really want to thank Casey for his very deep involvement in trying to craft this proposal and building on the recommendations of preceding supervisors. It's finally,
well, having been through the process twice as local elections supervisor for Cape, I'm well aware of the difficulties built into the timeline, and that's one of the reasons I decided to take this job, was to help to correct this problem, so that in the future our elections should run more smoothly.
Thank you. We have now 2.5 minutes to deal with the motion. Can the text of the motion please be read?
It's a long set of changes. If you want, I can read them, but that'll take the entire 2 minutes.
Will you go ahead? We actually have 2 more minutes left over from the overview.
Okay. Oh boy. All right. Well, this has all been noticed on the website, Pacifica website, for 2 months. All right. It would, first of all, it would amend Article 3, Section 10. Which currently says that the record date shall be 45 days before the date of on which the first ballot is distributed or made available to members, and that would be amended to read 45 to 60 days before the date on which the first written ballot is distributed or made available to the members, based on the reasonable discretion of the National Election Supervisor. So that's the first change. This is a package of changes being voted on together. It's all to make it in conformity with the new schedule. Article 4, Section 4 about the National Election Supervisor would change, where it says in May of each year in which there will be an election of delegates, it would change it to March of each year, or by a date no less than 90 days before nominations are set to open, whichever is earlier. That's the new language, and then go back to the old language that the executive director shall appoint a National Election Supervisor, et cetera. Then the next change, Article 4, Section 5, election timeframe, there's a whole series of replacements of dates in the current language with new dates. So instead of, let's see, the nominations that currently says remain open for 62 days would change that to 30 days. Currently says closing on September 25th would close on July 1st. The ballot shall be mailed. Currently, it's October 15th. It would change it to August 15th. Let's see. Ballot must be received before. Currently, it's November 15th. It would change to September 30th. If the required quorum of ballots for any station is not received by the election close date, then the election close date for that station shall be extended by, and currently it says by 2 additional weeks. The new language would say up to 4 additional weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor. The date to certify the results must be reported by, currently it's December 1st, and now it would read October 15th, or if it was extended, if the close date was extended by 15 days after the extended close date, instead of currently where it says December 15th. And then a new section will be added, as I said before, about the option. If in the year preceding delegate elections, the Pacifica National Board determines by a two-thirds vote of the total number of directors conducted by email or paper ballot that the schedule above cannot be executed due to exigent circumstances, they may, by November 30th, adopt a schedule subject to the constraints herein. And there's 5 of them. 1, avoids, where possible, conflicts between major fund drives and the period between the close of nominations and the election close date. 2, includes a period of not less than 30 days for nomination of candidates. 3, allows no less than 35 days after the mailing of ballots on or before which completed ballots must be received to be counted, the election close date. 4, provides that all other intervals within the timeline remain as stated in the preceding paragraph, and 5, allows for seating in December as provided for in Article 7, Section 6B. That's it for this.
Okay. Now we're at time. Is there a need for debate, pro and con, on these, or is the book prepared to vote? These things have been noticed for 6 months. If there's need for debate, then I'll ask for an extension of time, and we'll alternate pro and con. Is there any motion to extend time for debate? Hearing no motion.
I move to extend by 3 minutes.
By 3 minutes?
3 minutes. Whatever time we have before, 2 minutes, I don't care. To have some discussion on this.
Why don't we say 4 minutes to allow 4 people to each speak for 60 seconds?
Fine.
Okay. Would you like to speak in favor or opposed?
I just have a somewhat rhetorical question that echoes some reservation that we got from a thoughtful member.
Go ahead.
Now, I know that Casey used the example of disruption of fundraising by the archive as one of the reasons for us to move the date. How about the notion that, how about you do the fundraising for the archives at a different time?
I'm sorry?
How about the date of the fundraising for the archive being moved rather than the election being moved in this case?
Well, the regular election period before we would go into extra period to try to quorum currently conflicts with the fall fund drives at all the stations. And then that was one of the reasons for wanting to move the whole election period a bit earlier so that we won't have that conflict and should be through with the election before the fall fund drive.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, then I think we're prepared to vote. I think that since this is a bylaws change, we need to do it by a roll call. Would you go ahead, Mary, call the roll, please?
Okay, this is the entire package, right?
Point of order or point of parliamentary
yes, go ahead.
Procedure. I just wanted to point out to the board that under the bylaws, the passage of any amendment requires a majority of all the directors, not simply a majority of those who may be on this call. So in other words, it takes 12 affirmative votes for each of the three votes we're taking tonight.
Great. Thank you for that reminder. Okay, go ahead, Mary.
May I ask a point of information, please, first? Did we not have, there is another issue about that we were going to be taking up as to things that just came up, right, about these amendments. So if we pass them or not, then what is the effect on the situation if we vote now without taking that up?
Talking,